Hello there, welcome to the Furtive American. I am the Furtive American, and today is another one of those unstructured episodes. So basically I was watching a series on Amazon Prime Video, and it really, really resonated with me. For some odd reason, I don't quite know why. But yeah, it really resonated with me, and it really started me, on a thought path of identity, and my own identity, and why, I think the way I do. Really that show is called As We See It. I think it was launched pretty recently on, released pretty recently rather, on Prime Video. And just real quick, it is 8 episodes long, and it follows the lives of 3 young adults who are on the autism spectrum, which is kind of unique. I've not really seen many shows that talk about this sort of a thing. It follows the lives of 3 young adults who have autism and how they navigate through life with the help of their aide. And before we go on, just before I forget, let's introduce the characters. We have Jack, Harrison, and Violet. And they are played respectively by very wonderful and talented actors. We have Rick Glassman, Albert Rutecki, and Su-Ann Pien playing those characters respectively. And we also have the aide, Mandy, who's played by Sosie Bacon. And yeah, I mean, it's not, this kind of departs a little bit from, you know, the whole, if you've been listening to the couple of previous episodes, it'd be like, oh, this guy's like this conservative Christian fellow. But this series kind of departs from that slightly. We have coarse language. In this series, it deals with subjects such as drugs and sex and things like that. But I was really impressed by the series. I was really impressed by how they handled the subject matter with such grace and such, I think it was really balanced, because you had what is stereotypically autistic behavior. And I say this not with the pretense that I know anything about autism. I have worked with autistic people in the past, but I don't claim to know anything about autistic people. But, you know, there are certain behaviors that are a little bit different from what people would normally do in a particular situation. But yet, at the same time, there are lighthearted moments, and there were, you know, sad moments, angry moments, and happy moments. And really, the first thing that impressed me about this series was that it just showed that people on the spectrum are just like everyone else. They have their ups, they have their downs, and they are people. You know, a lot of times I think we relegate them to this idea that they are, I don't know, not quite people, or they need to be treated super specially, or, you know, just differently. And I think we do have to be understanding to certain conditions that we may not experience that they do. So things like sensitivity to stimuli, things like not being able to pick up on social cues and things like that. We do need to understand those things and be accommodative to those things. But depending on the specific position on the spectrum that the individual sits on, we need to still remember that they are people, right? And they are human beings just like us. So there is still that measure of commonality that people on the spectrum share with us. Although, yes, they do have certain needs and certain sensitivities that we don't have. I was also watching interviews with the cast and with some of the with the crew, specifically the executive producer, who I'm trying to get the name of right now. So for some reason it just kind of slipped my mind, and I have to refer back to my notes here. Jason Kadams. Apologies, Jason, if you're listening, I forgot your name there, but yeah. Kadams is the executive producer of the show. And what's interesting for me when I was looking at the interviews and stuff like that was the actors who play the three main characters. They themselves are neurodiverse, so they are on the spectrum themselves. And Kadams has a daughter who is autistic as well. It was just interesting to see how life on the spectrum as a young adult was portrayed. And really what got me thinking about this whole thing about identity, my identity, what, you know, could be causing the what I've observed in life for a long period of time was the fact that for some reason, and I've never really thought about this ever until I watched this show, was I had this very strong, visceral response to the character of Violet. And I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to spoil anything, but Violet said a couple of lines which resonated so deeply with me. And they're very simple lines, but the way in which Sue-Ann portrayed this character and the way in which she delivered those lines, for some reason, resonated so deeply and so intensely that it really caused me to think about what is or what has been a contributing factor to my own identity. And the line particularly in question, so stuff happened in this scene, or just before this scene, stuff happened, Violet basically was, she was in distress, she was feeling really crappy, and she was talking to another character, not one of the three main cast, someone else, and the line she said was, "I just want to be normal." And that really hit me. I know it's a very simple line, but that still really hit me hard, because I remember thinking that too. When I was growing up, I just want to be normal. I just want to fit in. And I know that that sounds very, that sounds really cliche. I mean, every one of us grows up wanting to fit in and, you know, wanting to be accepted by our peers. But it was the manner in which that was portrayed that really, I mean, it brought back so many memories of what it was like as a kid for me. And I was just really, I was like, wow. And as I was watching interviews with Sue-Ann, she was saying, she was sharing a couple of experiences she had in real life growing up. And one of the things she said was she always knew that there was something up with her. She didn't, she knew that she stuck out like a sore thumb. She didn't quite know why. She knew that she was being bullied. She didn't quite understand why. And from a young age, she was basically doing character studies of the people around her and taking mental notes and figuring out how to act the part of a normal person. And again, that really hit me hard, because that was something that, well, that is still something that I do, but that was something that started off, you know, when I was like 6 years old, 6 or 7 years old, when I quickly realized that, hey, I'm not quite like everyone else. I don't talk the same way. I don't think the same way. I don't quite, excuse me, I don't quite feel things the same way as everyone else. And I started looking at the other kids in school at the time, and I was pretty much taking mental notes, how they spoke, what words they used, and practicing, you know, trying my best to act the part. And so, you know, that really brought back a lot of memories. And even now, really, when I go to places, or when I am in different environments and with different people, I still do the same thing. I still take a couple of moments to look around, observe, see how people are reacting and people are behaving, how they're speaking, how they're gesticulating, how their body movements work, and I try to mimic that to a certain extent, or at least try to make myself more more palatable, I guess, to said person. And it, I guess I've never really thought about it, because it's been such a normal way of life since I was way young. And I've always chucked it down to, you know, I've had a different education growing up. It's just my personality. And as I watched this show, this series, it just really made me question that a lot more. I also could identify a little bit with the other two main characters, although not so much, but still to a certain extent. With Jack, you know, he's someone who needs information. He needs all the data to make a rational, informed decision. And sometimes he comes off as cold. He comes off as selfish, when really, all he's trying to do is to acquire, process, and use data to make decisions that have the best outcomes for himself and for the people that he cares about. And really what's missing is, you know, a lot of social cues and a lot of the emotional appropriateness of the manner in which he delivers his conversation. And so, you know, that kind of struck home too, because that was something that, you know, was difficult for me to understand. Why are there so many nuances in interpersonal communication? That has always been a thing for me. Even now, it's still a thing for me. I've been told, that I've been very closed-minded, or been very in the way in which I deliver things is too harsh, is too too direct. I mean, I don't know if I said it on the show before, but I've been known to be a straight shooter, and sometimes people can't take that because it's too direct and it's too sharp. But at the same time, that's what I've told this to my wife before. That's what I need. You know, I need you to tell me if something I'm doing is wrong. I need you to just tell me, right? Not yell and scream and get upset, but I need you to just tell me, hey, that's weird, or I don't like that, or stop doing that, because I may not pick it up. And that's a thing I've always had. I've just never questioned it. I just thought, okay, that's just me. And with the character of Harrison, you know, he has sensory sensitivity, but I don't know if that's the right technical term for that. But there was a scene where he's wearing a suit, and he, you know, it was torture for him to wear that suit. And you know, I have a similar thing. I'm not going to say that I have that per se, but I have a similar thing. I hate people touching my shoulders or my abdomen. I literally hate it. I will run from that. It's not a, it's like, yeah, it's too, I don't know how to explain it, but the sensation of that is so repugnant and so repulsive that I just run. I literally run. And I hate wearing ties. I hate wearing long pants. It's just the feeling of, you know, that fabric, that material on certain parts of the body that is just, it goes beyond just preferential. There is something deeper than just preferential. And again, I don't really know how to articulate that or how to express that in coherent sentences, but all I know is I've had that aversion to contact with certain parts of the body. And I could relate. It clicked. And so, yeah, you know, this series has really made me think quite hard about my own identity and why I think and feel and behave the way I do. I don't really know if this is gonna make me seek a diagnosis or anything like that. I mean, do let me know what you think, but when I was looking it up online about autism diagnoses in adults, one thing I read was that there isn't really a standardized way of diagnosing autism in adults. If I'm mistaken, let me know. But yeah, I don't know if we have the resources in this country to get a diagnosis for autism in adults. And I don't really know what I would do with that diagnosis if it comes. You know, does it change the way I live? I don't think so. Does it really change anything about who I am? Not really. And I don't really know practically what I would do with such a diagnosis. So, but you know, if any of y'all have experience with this, and you have thoughts on this, please do let me know. And so, yeah, you know, today's episode is just really sharing my thoughts and my responses to a TV show, one which really induced a very strong, very impactful response in me and was so powerful it really caused me to reflect on my own life and to just think about why I am the way I am. Is it really because I'm American, or is it, could it be because I'm just slightly autistic? Yeah. But, you know, the name of this show is not going to change regardless. So do get in touch. Do let me know what you think. I am on Twitter at FurtiveAmerican. And yeah, I hope that you can get to watch this show. And hopefully we can all treat each other with a little bit more kindness and understanding, because you never know if someone is on the spectrum or someone has some other special needs, and they may not even know themselves. So let's have a little bit more understanding and a little bit more kindness, and hopefully we can make this world a better place while we are still here. And let me know what you think, and thanks for listening once again, and until we meet again, goodbye.